In 1983, the Coca-Cola Company took strides to compete against the success of Diet Pepsi by debuting Diet Coke. Its main selling point was that this was a diet drink that you would want simply because it tastes great. The slogan was, just for the taste of it, Diet Coke. The commercials have claimed that a sugar substitute makes a drink taste better. I'm not convinced. It still doesn't taste as good as the real thing. If we're not careful, we can allow the world to influence us in the same way. Sin sounds good, and those who love it will even try to convince you how awful of a life it is to be a follower of Jesus. But what matters in the end is the aftertaste, and sin will always leave you bitter, unsatisfied, and disappointed. In 1 Peter 2, the Bible says to put away the bad taste of sin and desire the pure milk of the Word, if you indeed have tasted that the Lord is good. Obviously, not everyone will like what God has to offer, but it's the taste of His glory that will leave you eternally satisfied. For the Huntingburg Church of Christ, this is Ryan Shear with God Thoughts.